USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana died last week from COVID-19 complications. He was laid to rest today. Many speakers were at the Monroe, Louisiana funeral, including former Congressman Ralph Abraham.
This is a gentleman that cared about nothing but others. He was, as you have heard, a true servant's servant.
Luke was to be sworn into office today. A horrific car crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California took the lives of 8 children.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
California Highway Patrol Captain Kevin Clays. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
To make 2021 better for you, here's some ideas as we hit the year running. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corvely of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by One Poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King is in a Los Angeles hospital with COVID-19. The 87-year-old Brooklyn native stepped down from his cable show in 2012. King has weathered numerous health problems over the years, including a major heart attack in 1987, the removal of a cancerous tumor in 2017, an angioplasty in 2019, and a stroke in March of 2019. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The 1968 hit Words by the Bee Gees has been remade. The song featuring Dolly Parton is on Barry Gibb's new album, Greenfields. It comes out Friday. Expect fireworks January 6th. Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead that challenging block. The group is calling for the formation of a commission to perform a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't understand the pushback coming from the other side of the aisle. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's not unusual for Democrats to challenge the Electoral College vote, as they've done so several times in the past.
This is not something that's unusual. This is something that has happened by the Democrats on the last three Republican presidents. Not only has it happened, the sitting whip voted to remove electorals. The former Congressman John Lewis voted to remove the electoral votes from Ohio. So it's something that's gone on quite often with the Democrats, so I don't know why they'd have a problem knowing what has gone on with this election, that we have a debate and an openness on this and look at the integrity of what has gone on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.